Hot 91. Well, the Sunshine Coast is in a pretty good position when it comes to a developing entertainment scene for those who are in that industry. I know the Gold Coast has been luring a lot of A-list celebrities, especially off the back of the pandemic. It seems like it is really going to become Hollywood on the Gold Coast, and I think that's going to spill over to the Sunshine Coast as well. A local company have actually had their TV show picked up by international streaming services. This is super exciting. I'm so glad to have them in the studio today with me, Lari and Molly. Welcome to Hot Weekender.
Thank you. Thank you for having us here. We're excited.
Hey, this is just exciting, full stop. Okay, yep. So let's just start at the start. How did you develop this TV show?
Yeah, well, back in the day when I was more in the dating scene, living in Sydney and the Sunshine Coast, between the two, I just was coming across these moments that were happening to me and my friends were talking about it and friends of friends. And I just thought, wow, these things are so shocking, a little bit funny. And I think people can relate to it, that we should really make a TV show about this that's relatable in Australia, kind of like Sex in the City, How I Met Your Mother style. I feel like, you know, Australia can kind of get our word out there of what happens here in the dating world.
And it is hilarious and great concept. So many women out there will be going amen right now. And men probably too.
Too. It goes both ways. Yeah.
Now you guys, you're both on screen. So Lari, you're on screen as well as being the producer, the writer and everything. And Molly, you star in that as well. Tell me about the experience for you.
It was insane. It was so much fun. We filmed over about a 2-year basis. So it was long, but it went really quick at the same time. And it was so exciting. We were doing something different every single day. We were meeting so many creative people too. So it was such a positive experience to be able to not only work as an actor on screen, but I got a lot of input behind the scenes as well. So
now it's cool. It's called Hard Knock Life. And I've had a quick look. I haven't seen, obviously, the whole thing. But talk to me about where it was filmed. I was trying to work out if it was filmed locally. Yeah. Do we feature some Ocean Street action? What happens in there, girls? Where have we filmed?
Mm. Actually, yeah, we feature a lot of Ocean Street. We feature a lot of the Soul Bar and Old
nice.
Soul.
Yeah.
Because they really got behind us with everything. And we got a lot of local businesses behind us. We had Dewporth Tavern as well. We filmed there. That's in the back area.
Oh, that's
episode
so cool.
Six. And also a lot of local scenery. It's amazing. It's just beautiful.
No, it's like the secret's out. So you're putting us on the world stage. Now, you said international streaming services have picked this up. What does it mean and how do we watch it?
So it's on Tubi at the moment, which is worldwide. It's free as well.
And Plex in Australia as well. MX Player in Australia. And that's the biggest platform in India. Actually, 280 million people subscribe to that one in India. And also we've got it on Amazon Prime in the USA and UK. We are in negotiations with other platforms as well. So there's big things to come.
It's so exciting. I'm so happy for you girls and the whole team that have worked on it. We're just going to sit back and watch this one take off. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.